Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to HCR Golden Vibes. This is Henry Turner Jr. It's a warm, hot summer night right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I am your musical host, Henry Turner Jr., along with my co-host, Janice Nelson. Let's get the show started properly. We're going to introduce new music from April Jackson tonight, one of the locals at Henry Turner Jr.'s listening room. She's a Henry Turner Jr. listening room all-star, and I think you're going to love her music. We'll introduce that in a little bit, so you hang tight for it, okay? Thank you.
Musical host, Henry Turner Jr.
You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old books one more time. Said you can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Do you remember when? Do you remember when? Been so long, but the memory's still there. So you can take everything, you can have everything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. Oh, you can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember fireplace of blazing. I remember going to the outhouse. I remember putting oil in the lamps. And I remember Mama and Papa. See, I remember riding a squirrel on. And I remember sitting right there, picking my nose. I remember the hen house, the chickens on the yard. I remember, yes, I remember that back in law. You can take everything, you can have everything of mine. Let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything, you can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember me and my cousins running around. I remember on and off this thing slowed down. I remember every time my knee hit the ground. Take a big time out, start back running around. See, I just want to see the old folks again. I would just like to see their faces again. I would just like to enjoy the spaces again, yeah. And you know, sitting by the open fireplace, logs crackling on the fire. The slop jar by the bed, Mama asking me questions about where I've been, what I've been doing. The summertime, Grandma in the garden, raking leaves, chopping wood. I remember, yeah.
Can you remember?
Got a question or comment? Let us hear from you. 646-652-4283. Again, that number is 646-652-4283. We'll be glad to hear from you.
When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home, and I come to the end of my journey, I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home, and I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. And when I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home, when I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home, and I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, I know what I know now. Well, I have traveled to the east. And I've traveled in the west. I have traveled to the north and the south. Yes, I have. See, when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home, when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home, and I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know.
Antidote for your lovers. Speaking of that, I got to talk to mine. Check it out. Please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's 1 time a day to ensure me, baby, or I might just let you go. To love you with all I have, baby. Maybe someday you'll understand. And if you don't, it's alright with me, baby. 'Cause I gave it all I had. And yeah. Maybe you think I don't love you, baby. But even that, the blind will see. Maybe it's alright with me. Oh, baby, stop playing games with my love, baby, or you might find you alone. Yeah, baby, baby, please tell me you love me, baby, at least 7 times a week. That's once a day to ensure me, baby, or I might just let you go.
Our donation drive has begun, and we're asking for your help. We're planning more radio broadcasts and television programming to bring the music of Hit City Records to the forefront, and so people all over the world can enjoy our music. Make your commitment today by sending a donation. Make checks and money orders payable to Hit City Records, P.O. Box 64895, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70896. Or go to paypal.com and pay at henryturner@juno.com. For all donations over $50, please email us with your address so we can send you your very own Hit City Records t-shirt. Thank you.
Hit City Records. Golden Vibes.
A big button girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my poor barrels need a big button girl. Well, when I was a little bitty boy, my mama told me you must bring a button toy. So all the ladies in my neighborhood. That's all right, baby boy, you know you're good. Telling you that a big butt girl's gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, yeah, all my poor bearers with a big butt girl. I said that a big butt girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, all my poor bearers with a big butt girl. Told me one day one of these girls gonna come to you. It's alright, that's what I want. Telling you, big butt girl's gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, yeah. All my pallbearers with the big butt girl. Oh yeah. Now that I am a full grown man, that will and testament has been made. Telling you that a big button girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yes, they are. All my pallbearers make a big button girl. Yes, I said that a big button girl is gonna carry me to my grave.
Well. The story that I'm about to tell you is about a little fat baby. I mean, she was so fine at one time, I mean, she nearly blew my mind. But then the young girl used to start sitting around the table and ignoring everything. She just kept her face inside of a plate. And so I'm singing this song out to all the fat babies in the house tonight, dedicated to you and you.
Baby.
jamming to the sounds of Mr. Ronnie Houston and Fat Baby. That's Ronnie Houston. That was the original Flavor Band drummer, gone but not forgotten. What a great guy, man. He was solid to the bone. And we keep his memory living on right here on HCR Golden Vibes. That's Mr. Ronnie Houston. Hey, I want to do this. I want to introduce a brand new song by Miss April Jackson. This one's called Good, Good Loving. I think you're going to dig it a lot because we've enjoyed it. And I want to share it with you. I want to send this especially to the girls over in Jamaica, and I want to send this to my friends over in New York City that's listening in tonight. And I want to send this one up to Alberta, Canada, to Rashida that's listening in. Hey, take a listen. I think you'll dig this.
Coming to the stage live right now, CEO and boss lady of Rhythm Review Entertainment. You've seen her each and everywhere in the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and surrounding areas. Y'all put your hands together, get up on your feet, and give it up for Sexy Red.
DJ Rocky Body. Oh, that's how you coming?
Hello. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up, Sexy Red?
Girl, just sitting here thinking about my man.
My goodness, what has he done now?
Girl, it's not what he's done, it's what he's doing.
He must be doing something crazy.
Girl, give him that good, good loving.
Oh, I sure wish my man could give me some of that good, good loving.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Won't you listen?
Yeah, yeah.
Get him, Sexy.
Oh, that's a great track, man, huh? Yeah, and the girls in Jamaica say they like it. And I got some girls from the Philippines talking about play it again. I'll do that. I'll play it again for you. You go something for the girls in the Philippines. I guess they want some good
coming
love.
To the stage live right now. CEO and boss lady of Rhythm Review Entertainment. You've seen her each and everywhere in the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and surrounding areas. Y'all put your hands together, get up on your feet, and give it up for Sexy Red.
DJ Rock Your Body. Oh, that's how you coming?
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up, Sexy Red?
Girl, just sitting here thinking about my man.
My goodness, what has he done now?
Girl, it's not what he's done, it's what he's doing.
He must be doing something crazy.
Girl, give him that good, good loving.
Oh, I sure wish my man could give me some of that good, good loving.
Oh, yes, indeed. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Won't you listen?
Get him, Sexy Red.
Loving this man the way I should.
I should.
Cooking and cleaning and working too.
Working too.
Just when I think he doesn't notice me.
Notice.
He comes home from work and gives me some of that good, good loving.
So you can dig that. And let's go to the phone lines and see who's out there. Let me go get my co-host, Shanice Nelson. Hey, Jay, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Henry. How are you?
I'm listening to that good, good loving.
I love that song.
It is.
From our very
awesome
own
song.
April Jackson.
Yeah. That is an awesome, awesome song, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I love the way do what she do on that one, you know?
Yeah, April is very talented and certainly a wonderful performer. I enjoy watching her perform every time I see her.
Yeah, I do as well. You know, with that one, I had to play it twice because some folks wanted to hear it. And it's always interesting when you got a good song. They always have something that they want, you know, to hear again. And, you know, it's really something.
I'm glad. I'm glad they're listening. I'm glad they're paying attention. And I'm happy that they're requesting it.
Yeah,
so keep on doing that, y'all.
Let me go to the phone lines and see who else is out here. Hey, caller. 620-2058. Welcome to HCR Golden Vibes. Who is it?
Hey, you all, it's Sexy Red.
What?
Sexy Red in the house.
I mean, how cool is that? A Sexy Red song and Sexy Red is on the phone. Sexy Red, you got to tell us how you came up with that one.
Well, it happened way back in the cut, meeting someone that I fell in love with. And just when I thought he really didn't notice me, he came home from work and gave me some of that good, good loving.
Okay, so
changed your mind, huh?
This
is really real. This is like a, you know, it's happened.
Yeah, definitely. I wrote the song myself, and just came straight from the heart. And all of us ladies, we love to get some good, good loving. So I just decided, hey, this was going to be the one. And Mr. Henry, I just got to tell you, God bless you. Thank you so much for the support, the positive support that you give artists like myself, Janisa, the whole Flavor Band, the whole listening room right here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You guys got it going on. And I'm going to tell you something. It's very rare to come across a musician, a maestro extraordinaire, a virtuoso such as Henry Turner Jr. that reaches back and pulls little people like me and others to the forefront. Thank you so much.
You know, April, one of my theories is that you're nothing without your community and the people around you. And one of the theories that my father taught me a long time ago when I was, trying to find my way in the world, and it was early in my 20s, you know, and he told me, he says, the one thing you got to remember about people, you know, is you can't have like one big guy and everybody else is small. You know, it's
all
your friends got to be big. So when you need them, they're there and they can afford to be there for you. And when you need, you know, they need you, you can afford to be there for them. Because if you only have one or two people in your circle, is really happening, and then something happens to them, the whole circle dies. That's what we just saw with like Tabby Thomas's Blues Box and a bunch of other things in this town. It's like years and years and years they were able to keep it going and keep the movement alive, and then as soon as they couldn't do it anymore, you know, the scene fell apart, and you know, big void in the city of talent. Like Rafe O'Neill, different other people, same thing, you know. So my theory is that we have to make every artist we can, you know, as big as possible from the city of Baton Rouge. And then that brings us all forward together. And, of course, you're going to have some leaders and some followers and some people that just not quite going to get it. But it doesn't matter. You make them happen, too. If you can make them big, too. You know,
and we have
with technology, we have access. We have an opportunity that we didn't have, you know, 25, 30 years ago. I mean, right now, we can get on the radio worldwide and play a song, and people in Jamaica and people in Germany and different places are listening. Whereas just short 10 years ago, we couldn't do that, and the local people would only play what they want to play. So, you know, I did an interview 2 days ago with a guy from Italy, and he's starting a radio show, and it's called My Room Radio. And they're literally going to do this radio show out of their room. But they're plugged into several different networks. And these are people that are under 30 years old. And they're going back and finding like old Baton Rouge soul music. They found a 45 from a band that I was in years ago, Crystal. And since I'm one of the most active members, they tracked me down. They found me. And they wanted to do an interview. They wanted to talk about the record. They wanted to talk about how we made it, where we made it, what it was like to be in that era with music, what Baton Rouge was like at that time, what Louisiana music scene was like. And this is all in, like, northern Italy, right north of Milan. You know, these guys are, like, into our groove. They're into the Baton Rouge thing. And the guy says he's going to send me a link when it happens. So I'll be able to share with other people, you know, and just kind of let people see what, you know, what people are doing around the world with treasures that we are throwing away every day as trash, you know, whatever. So, you know, we just got to really wake up and, you know, do our thing based on what we know can happen, not about what is happening at the moment. Because at the moment, it always seems like a struggle when you're in it. But what if 20 years from now, somebody pick up the song Good Lovin' and say, man, I remember when this was a Baton Rouge hit song. And we want to play the song, you know, every day in Germany, blah, 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 because that's what's happening to me and others like me. You know, I talked about the band L.A. Connection on the in the interview, because that's who did the horns on. And L.A. Connection was Joe Monk, the drummer in town. He was with a supergroup called L.A. Connection. L.A. Connection had horns, you know, keyboards, vocalists. They were a big band from Southern University at the time. And they ended up being managed by W.G. Garrison. So they had the opportunity to play. They toured with Rick James, with Tina Marie. They toured with the Commodores. They toured with Cameo. They toured with everybody who was anybody at that time, because Motown was the main label that was pumping the South and Philly International, and W.G. Garrison promoted for both labels. So these guys became like the road band. They actually doubled as a Stone City band and did two tours with Rick James shortly. That, you know, these are things that people don't know, but they did this. So when I mentioned these guys on this interview, you know, the guy says, I said, you probably won't know these guys. I said, but this guy, Stacy, and a couple other horn guys played on this track. It was a track called Music by Crystal. And, they had a lot of horns on them. It was really nice horns. And guys, man, the horn arrangement was so sweet. I said, yeah, because those were university, you know, student horn guys. And I said, they were with a band called L.A. Connection. And would you believe that this 25-year-old said, oh, I know L.A. Connection. Yeah, Joe Monk was a drummer. And blah. And he started calling names, band members. I was like, wow, this guy has never been to the U.S. He lives in Milan, Italy. He's doing what we did 30 years ago when we used to sit down and look at a record and read everything on it and look at an album cover and read everything on it. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow. It's amazing.
You know? Yeah, and that's what he's doing. And not only is he doing that, then he's going to the internet and he's tracking all these people down and he's saying, hey, man, give me an interview. You know, you guys are stars. And you know, you know, I said, well, he says, I see you on internet, you big star. I said, well, you see me working. That's what you see. I said, I've never been a big star. And I don't know if there's something in the cards, you know, whatever. And he laughed and he said, oh, you're funny, man. You big star, you big star. I said, God, it's hilarious. But it's real, you know. And I mean, that. But those are the things that I see that we can impact. Because we have the opportunity to do it. So all we have to do is just do it. So I really thank you guys for, like, you know, having the courage just to come out, you know, week after week. It's not much money involved in this stuff, and I know that. And, you know, but it's opportunity and it's the chance to network and build stronger and grow a team. And then when the possibility do pop up and you can bring a Louisiana commodity to another part of the country, that's when you really get to shine. You get to go other places as a unit and a group. That's all Philly International did. That's all Motown did. That's all the Chicago Sound. That's all they did. They just groomed everybody, worked with everybody. And when it was time to load up the bus, everybody got on the bus. And before they knew it, somebody was saying, how much does it cost to bring the bus, man? You know?
Yeah.
And you could quote the price and everybody get paid. You know, it's that simple. So these are the kind of projects, this is the kind of stuff that makes it happen, you know. So we're loving the music, man, and I want to see more music come out of it. And, you know, I'm working on new music. Janice is working on new music, and we got other people working on new music. And, you know, I'm excited about all these possibilities and all this stuff that I think can happen, you know. So just keep the music coming. We're going to play it one more time on the way out the door. So this is going to wrap it up for the show. We're going to leave you with April Jackson's Good, Good
Coming
Lover.
To the stage live right now, CEO and boss lady of Rhythm Review Entertainment. You've seen her each and everywhere in the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and surrounding areas. Y'all put your hands together, get up on your feet, and give it up for Sexy Red.
DJ Rocky Body. Oh, that's how you coming?
Hello. Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up, Sexy Red?
Girl, just sitting here thinking about my man.
My goodness, what has he done now?
Girl, it's not what he's done, it's what he's doing.
He must be doing something crazy.
Girl, give me that good, good love.
Oh, I sure would.
get them,